Good morning. My name is Nancy Grevy. I'm a Dame of Malta from the New Jersey area and a member of the American Association Board of Counselors. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning for our August Spiritual Outreach Call. We are grateful to have Father Alfredo Hernandez with us this morning to discuss St. Monica, praying for those who have strayed. It is a subject I believe that is important for many Catholic parents and grandparents in dealing with children who have left the church. Father Alfredo Hernandez has been the rector president at St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary in Boynton Beach, Florida, since 2020. He previously served SCDP Seminary in various capacities, serving on the faculty from 1997 to 1999 and from 2013 to the present. Immediately before becoming rector, he served as academic dean and vice rector from 1999 to 2013. Father Hernandez served 14 years as pastor of St. Juliana Parish in West Palm Beach. In 2017, he became a deputy chaplain for the American Association of the Order, assisting in the Palm Beach area. Growing up in West Palm Beach and attending Cardinal Newman High School, Father Hernandez earned a Bachelor of Science in Accounting and graduate degrees in education from the University of Florida. He entered SBDP Seminary in 1988 and was ordained a priest of the Diocese of Palm Beach in 1992. He also earned an STL in Systematic Theology from the Pontifical Gregorian University in Rome and a PhD in Pastoral Studies from Northwest University in South Africa. A personal tidbit about Father Hernandez's connection to the order is that Ambassador Oscar de la Rojas, the order's retired permanent observer to the United Nations, is his first cousin. Good morning, Father Hernandez, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning, and thank you, and it's great to be with all of you. And let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day for the opportunity to reflect on your love for our children, our grandchildren, in a special way for those who may be away from the faith. Help us to know how to love them, and in a particular way today, how to unite with St. Monica in our prayers for them, always trusting in you as we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So yes, good morning to all of you, and would like to begin by mentioning last week I made a trip to Canada. I visited a good friend who is Archbishop Paul-André Durocher, the Archbishop of Gatineau across the river from Ottawa in Quebec. And he took me on a beautiful journey to the main pilgrimage sites, the main sanctuaries of the province of Quebec, Notre-Dame-du-Cap in Trois-Rivières, Saint-Anne-de-Beaupré, where he was a principal celebrant of the Mass on the feast of Saint-Anne and Saint-Joachim, but there in Quebec, it's all about Saint-Anne. And then, of course, the oratory of Saint-Joseph in Montreal. And it was a beautiful, beautiful time. And at the same time, we talked a lot and had a chance to get a chance to see the reality of a very secularized society in Quebec, where just 50, 60 years ago, the Catholic Church was everywhere. And you see the many, many signs of the presence of the church, and yet where people aren't going anymore. What a term that Cardinal Dolan sometimes uses is, used to be Catholicism, and there's a whole lot in Quebec that used to be Catholic. And I was thinking about that in the context of this call, because I know that in Quebec and other parts of Canada, there are so many parents and grandparents who have to wonder, those who are remaining in the, who's remained in the faith, but who wonder, will my children, will my grandchildren ever come back? And how can we bring the faith to them? And I just, that reflection, I think, created some context for me for this conversation with you. So I would just start with a question, and obviously this is not a context for where I could have a show of hands, but I would simply ask, how many of you worry about your children or your grandchildren or your nephews and nieces and their connection to the Catholic Church? Fundamentally, their connection to Jesus, their sense of God having a plan for their lives that ends that with the share of the kingdom of heaven, the old question of the catechism, who made me? God made me. Why did God make me? To know and love him and serve him in this life and to be happy with him forever in the next. Do our children have that sense at all? And I am guessing that more than a few hands were raised, at least in your hearts, as I asked that question. And so I want to tell you a little bit about the story of St. Monica. I imagine many of you know some about her. She was born in 331 in Tazgate, which is nowadays in Algeria. And she married, when she was very young, she married a Roman pagan whose name was Patricius. And even though she begged him, Patricius did not allow her to baptize her children. They had three children. This will be a bit of a spoiler alert if you didn't already know the rest of the story. Her son Augustine, her son Navigius, and daughter Perpetua. But she prayed. What she did was she prayed for her family. She prayed for her children. She prayed for her husband and prayed for her mother-in-law, who I guess was a little difficult too from the way the story is told. And Patricius and his mother both converted before Patricius's death. Navigius and Perpetua both were baptized and ended up living very holy lives. Augustine was a different story. He lived a rather libertine life, you might say. She sent him off to Rome thinking he could get an education, and he joined what was then a sort of a heretical group called the Manichaeans. He wanted the truth, but he was struggling with trying to come to the truth. And she just kept on praying for him. She shed many a tear. And a bishop once told her, the child of those tears shall not perish. So before we get to talking about asking Monica to pray for us, maybe that sense of when you worry about your children and maybe even you cry for them, know that the Lord sees those tears. And trust in him that he will do something with those tears. Remember the story of the wedding of Cana, where Jesus changes the water into wine. Sometimes I like to remind people that he could even change the water of tears into a new and better wine. As the story of Augustine continues, eventually, he did come to faith, and he was baptized, and he became a priest, and he became a bishop, and he became one of the greatest saints of all time, considered one of the four great fathers of the Western Church. And when she was near death in Ostia, off the western coast of Italy, St. Monica said to her son, Augustine, son, nothing in this world now affords me delight. I do not know what there is now left for me to do or why I'm still here, all my hopes in this world being now fulfilled. Her greatest hope was to see her son a Christian, and he was. And so Monica really is a great intercessor. She's an intercessor for all of you who are parents and grandparents, all of us who in any way worry about our children, grandchildren, nephews and nieces. And she's an intercessor for those about whom we worry. And again, I use the term worry, but we really shouldn't worry, because we're concerned for them. We pray for them. We cry for them, but we entrust them to God's care. And also, I think that it's good not only to ask St. Monica to pray for those for whom we pray, for those we'd like to get to return to the church, but also maybe if we've ever, I won't ask for a raising of hands on this one, but I think we know it within our hearts, if we've ever given our moms and our grandmothers, maybe our dads and grandfathers as well, reasons to worry along the way, I think it's good to return the favor and ask St. Monica to pray for them too, because she is very much a patron for them. Certainly, there are many other saints whom we can ask to intercede for us and for our children. We'd like to get returned to come back to the church. St. John Bosco and St. Aloysius Gonzaga are both patrons of youth. St. Rita of Kasha, obviously St. Joseph, and of course the Blessed Mother. Today's the feast of, for those of Franciscan connections, today's the feast of Our Lady of the Angels, the Porciuncula, and certainly a beautiful day to ask Mary to pray for our children as well, to pray for the gift of mercy that is so associated with the pardon of the Porciuncula in Assisi. But the bottom line, I would say, is entrust your children and your grandchildren to God. And that entrusting doesn't mean that it's magic. That doesn't mean that we say, okay, I'm going to say this prayer to St. Monica and X, Y, or Z is going to happen. God isn't a puppet. And we know that sometimes we wish he could be. Sometimes we wish it could be like prayer could be like rubbing Aladdin's lamp. But obviously that's not the way that it is. What prayer does, and Augustine himself says this in different ways, what prayer does is opening our hearts to help us to trust more in God's will and to allow God's will to happen. And again, I think that in a particular way, praying with St. Monica can be a great help for parents and grandparents who are seeking to trust more and more in God's will. One thing that I would encourage you, if you're ever in Rome, remember that the St. Monica died not too far out of Rome in Ostia. Several centuries later, her tomb was her remains were moved to what is now the Church of Sant'Agostino, the Church of Saint Augustine, her son. And in that church is a beautiful place to go and pray. I would often stop there and pray for and pray for my own mom. God rest her soul. She was living at the time, and when I was studying in Rome, I would often stop there to pray. So again, in terms of when we are thinking about our children who are away, obviously Monica is a great person to pray to, is a great saint to pray to and ask for intercession. Obviously there's a practical side. Okay, what can I do besides prayer? And that is where some of the readings of the last few Sundays, I think, can be helpful to us, where we've heard about the mustard seed, the yeast that leavens the whole loaf. Those readings about the kingdom of God just help us to see that what seems to us to be just not enough. Like we just don't know how we can accomplish what we don't see is how it's going to be accomplished can be accomplished. That it's all up to God, and we trust in Him. And then the other side is the readings of this past Sunday, where we heard about the treasure and the pearl of great price, and really living our lives rather than saying, "Hey, you all have to come back to church." Really living our lives up until the last moment, giving witness that we've found that treasure, giving witness that we have found the pearl of great price, and just allowing our joy to bear witness to our children and our grandchildren, that we've found something that maybe they don't even know they need and want yet, but that we just live our lives in a way that we're bearing witness. And I think some of the advice that St. Monica got along the way from that first bishop and later from St. Ambrose, I think really was a help to her. And I hope, and I would assume a help in the journey for St. Augustine as well. And so as we continue through this month of August, remember that her feast falls this month. Her feast is near the end of the month on August 27th. And then the next day is Augustine's feast. So keep in mind all this month, and certainly on the 27th and 28th of August, keep in mind your prayers for your children and grandchildren, especially those who are away from the church or not as connected to the churches as you would want them to be, as you hope that they will be one day, and certainly eventually be with you and share with you in the joy of heaven. And I'd like to finish with this prayer to St. Monica that I found. I was looking for a prayer, and I found this at a few different Catholic websites, different versions of this prayer. So why don't we finish with that prayer? Blessed Monica, Mother of St. Augustine, we give thanks to our Father in heaven, who looked with mercy upon your tears over your wayward son. His conversion and heroic sanctification were the fruit of your prayers. Dear St. Monica, we ask you now to pray with us for all those sons and daughters who have wandered away from God, and to add your prayers to those of all mothers who are worried over their children. And I'll say for all mothers and fathers who are worried over their children. Pray also for us that following your example, we may, in the company of our children, one day enjoy the eternal vision of our Father in heaven. Amen. Mm-hmm. And let me finish by giving you a blessing. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a beautiful, beautiful day and a beautiful month of August.
Well, thank you so very much, Father Hernandez, for taking the time to prepare your helpful presentation and for being with us today. Your talk has certainly addressed a real concern and provided insight and hope that members and others will greatly appreciate. Very topical in these times for us parents and grandparents. Thanks to all who have joined the call. The recording will be posted to the website within the next several days. Our next call is Wednesday, September 6th. Very Reverend Paul Hartman, CHM, a magistral chaplain from Milwaukee, now Associate General Secretary of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, since May 22, will speak on The Labors Are Few, Fostering Vocations. So, God bless you and have a great day, and we look forward to seeing you next month.